know what it is about the way we plan our preaching schedule around here. I must speak to the person who does it. But somehow or other, the month of February, we're ending up with almost all guest speakers. We have a guest speaker this morning. His name is Todd Love. He and his wife, Allison, are here with us this morning. And their three boys, Joshua, Noah, and Ben. Got it. Okay. Probably in the wrong order, but that's okay. And Todd has been... How did you end up with the last name of Love? You know, as a Christian, that's just the ultimate last name. Just strikes me as great. Todd has been recently pastoring a church down in Cardinal, Ontario. So just a little bit south of us here, where it's sunnier and warmer, apparently. Anyway, Todd, would you come up and share the word with us?
Well, good morning. Well, as Les said, we've been pastoring a church up until recently down in Cardinal and just having a wonderful time over the last little while, just kind of speaking at different places in Ontario. And I have to say, this is my first time ever speaking in Ottawa. So very happy to be here. And we're a little bit familiar with this area. I was just sharing with Les as we came in. We take one of our kids over to Chio for kind of regular checkups and that, and I've come sometimes down the St. Laurent way, so we're a little bit familiar with the area. The last name Love, just blessed with that last name. Funny story, when I, my first church I was pastoring at was in Toronto, and the secretary there at the time, her last name was actually Haight, spelled H-A-I-G-H-T. But it was kind of, you know, an ongoing joke, the love and hate type of thing. That was many, many years ago. Over the past probably year and a half, the Lord has really pushed me in a direction on how to hear him more. I've been pastoring for 15 years, and I've been a Christian probably for 30 years or so, grew up in the church. But I love it when God takes a certain passage of Scripture that maybe you've read once or twice or maybe even 100 times and never really dug into it, just kind of read it and said, yeah, it's a nice Scripture, and kind of moved on to different things. And over the last little while, the Lord has really directed me to a few Scriptures on how to not only teach myself, but hopefully teach other people on how to hear him. And there's many different ways that we hear him, and I'm sure that some of you here have experienced that. Whether it's something in your mind, whether it's something in your heart, sometimes the Lord works in me where he actually pulls at my stomach when he's leading me to pray for somebody. He'll actually pull me towards that person, and I'll feel it. Not like butterflies, but kind of like a tug in the gut to go to that person and to be with them and to pray with them. So I prayed and praised the Lord. I really want to get into some different scripture, some scripture that maybe I've looked over before but never really got into. And he brought me to a particular passage in Habakkuk. And we're going to be getting to that in just one second. I want to start with one verse first. So if you have your Bibles, turn to John chapter 10. And this is what really sparked my desire, knowing that God wants to speak to us, whether it's through Scripture, whether it's through our heart, through our mind, whether it's through a spouse. There's many different ways that he can speak directly to us. So John chapter 10, if you go down to verse 27, and this is one of my favorite verses in all of Scripture. And this is Jesus speaking directly to us. So right now, as we read these words, this is Jesus speaking directly into your heart. And he says this, "My sheep," which means you, "my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." My sheep hear my voice. I know that I've gone through times, and I'm sure some of you have as well, where, you know, sometimes we feel we don't hear from God, or we don't see from God, or we don't, the Lord doesn't reveal things to us all the time. And I know for me, and what my Bible teaches me, is that my God and your God is the same. He doesn't change. He hasn't changed from the past to now. He's not going to change for the future. So he is always there. And he directed me to reflect upon myself, that if he's not the problem, then maybe it's me that's the problem. And, you know, we talked about, prayed about, not letting things get in the way that we feel might be more important than our relationship with the Lord. And that can come in many different ways: work, family, hobbies, entertainment, internet. There's so many distractions in the world today. I was talking to my wife this week, and we got all the snow. I don't know how much snow you got up here, but we got dumped on in Cardinal. We got like 3 feet. They said 7 inches, but I'm not sure what they're measuring or how they're measuring it. But I had to shovel a bunch of times, and we had neighbors out with the rakes shoveling off the roof so that it wouldn't fall on them. But when I was a kid, if I was bored, you were sent outside, and you came home when the lights came on. And my kids now are with grandparents are spoiled, and they have too many toys because they walk around the house going, "I'm bored. We'll go play with what you got for Christmas." Like, well, they're already bored with that type of stuff. We can get so distracted with all the things that we have that sometimes we just kind of sit around wondering what to do. You know, maybe ladies, you can relate with the closet full of clothes and thinking, well, I have nothing to wear, but you have so many clothes and so many blessings that the Lord has given you. Guys, it could be if you like fishing or golfing or things like that. But the Lord speaks to us. He says, I want to speak to you. I want to pour into you. I want to speak to your heart. I want to speak to your mind. I want to give you wisdom. I want to give you understanding. And then he said, this is how I'm going to teach you how to do that. So now if you have your Bibles, you can turn to Habakkuk chapter 2. And the first few verses of this chapter, the Lord reveals 4 things that we need to do in order to have more of him. How many here would like to have more of God in their life? Everybody, right? That's why we're here today, because we want more. We want to be taught. We want to be poured into. We want to get closer to him. The 4 things that he reveals to us, and the scripture that we're just going to read, keep these kind of 4 things in the back of your mind. One is stillness. The other is vision. The third is spontaneity. And the 4th is journaling. Habakkuk chapter 2. I will stand on my guard post. I will station myself on the rampart. And I will keep watch to see what he will speak to me and how I may reply when I am reproved. Then the Lord answered me and said, record the vision and inscribe it on tablets, that the one who reads it may run. For the vision is yet for the appointed time. It hastens towards the goal, and it will not fail. One of the things that we need to have in our lives as Christians, and I truly, truly believe this, is that we need to have a constant stirring up in our spirit to have a passionate hunger for spiritual things. And talking with God, it is a spiritual thing. It's something that we can do whenever we want to. We can do it now. We can do it in our car. We can do it at home. It's an important part of relationship, communication. For those of you who are married here or who are dating here, if there's no communication, there's no relationship. We need to not only hear, but listen. Maybe some guys today or ladies here will be watching the hockey game today. And I know for some guys, I have friends who get really focused into that game. And their wife can come into the room and have a conversation with them. And they have taught themselves how to respond by nodding their head or saying, yeah, but not hear a single thing. There's no attention giving. God can have communications with you that you can completely and totally miss. Moments where you can just fly by them and not even recognize them. One of the things that I've been blessed with over the last 11 years We've lived right by a river, the St. Lawrence, while we've been in Cardinal, and the Mattawa River, the Ottawa River, and we lived in Mattawa. And one of the most beautiful things that God created for me and for all those people who take time to notice it is when it gets really, really cold. And the mist off of the river freezes onto the trees that line the shore. And they kind of turn, they look like crystal trees. It's one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in my entire life. And then the deers in Mattawa, that we lived right by the edge of the mountain, the deers would come down, and it was just amazing. And those were just moments where the Lord just grabbed my heart. And we just had, you know, it wasn't a time of singing praise or worship or praying. It's just a connection. Just the Lord saying, I've done this for you. I can remember when we pastored in Toronto. It was one of our first times being out in ministry. And I was coming back to pick up Allison from work. And I can remember sitting in the parking lot kind of waiting for her. And it was a cloudy day. And I had Jason Upton on the CD player. And I can remember the song Beloved was playing. And when I looked up into the sky, two kind of holes opened up and a rainbow came through the clouds. And the Lord just kind of touched me and said, this is for you, my beloved. And the song My Beloved was playing. It was just an amazing time just to connect with God. Those little moments, I always say that a moment in God's presence can change your life forever. And I truly, truly believe that. But we need to take the time to recognize when God moves and God does stuff for us. When you look at this first part of the scripture, and it says, I will stand on my guard post. I want you to picture, think of a biblical city. Think of a wall surrounding that city. Every so often, they would have guard posts where a person would be stationed, and it was his job to watch out into whatever was on the other side of the wall to see what was coming, whether it was the enemy, whether it was just regular people coming in, whether it was important people coming through, but it was his job to be on guard and to watch for what was coming, no matter what it was, so that the people who needed to be ready, if it was an attack, could be ready, so that the people who needed to know important people were coming, they could be there to receive them. And it was their job to watch. And they could not have distraction. Because if they fell asleep or if they were distracted by something else and the enemy came and attacked, that can mean the destruction of their town, of their city. So they had to watch. They had to have quiet and stillness. They needed to be able to focus their attention. That's one of the things that we need to do as Christians when we get into our time with the Lord, is that we need to focus our attention on Him. And one of the times that we know are coming every single week is Sunday morning worship, where we can come and focus our attention solely on the Lord. How many here had difficulties this week, problems this week, wondering how things were going to turn out or things were going to happen? Well, we all have those things coming in. I've gone to church as the pastor sometimes Sunday mornings, and it was the last place I wanted to be because of things that happened that weekend. But when I allow that all to come off and I focus my attention on the Lord and He speaks to me or I feel His presence, all of those things wash away. And the times where I've come in upset or angry or grumpy or whatever the case may be, and I give it to the Lord and I focus on Him, I've had some of my best worship times, some of my worst days starting. They turned out to be fantastic days later. But we need to have moments, times in our lives to have stillness. Les introduced our three boys. So you can imagine what our house is like some days with three boys. They're pastor's kids, so I know you may think they're perfect all the time, but they're not. They get rough and they fight, and you know, they like sports, and sometimes they want what the other brother wants, and fights happen. But our house can be chaotic sometimes. Work can be busy and chaotic sometimes. But I need to, as a father, as a husband, as a pastor, as a Christian, I need to take time to find stillness in my life. Sometimes my house isn't the best place to be, so I'll go elsewhere. We have a beautiful town next to our town called Prescott, and they have a nice little harbor there with a lighthouse. And I love to go sit, grab a Tim Hortons, and just go sit in the parking lot and watch the river and just have some Christian music on, and have my Bible there, and just be in God's presence and talk to Him about my day. But be ready and focused on Him, not on anything else. My phone's off. No one can get a hold of me when I do that. I have no distractions around me. I don't pay attention to the people that come in. I just focus on the Lord. And we need to have that to be able to hear from them. When we have busyness and we have focus on other things, we don't hear as well. Like the example with the husband watching the hockey game and the wife comes in and talks. We can miss things as they go by. We need to find time to have that stillness. So I will stand on my guard post. I will station myself on the rampart. And I will keep watch to see what He will speak to me. I want everyone here this morning to close your eyes. When we started driving here, it was minus 23 with the windshield. We've got lots of snow. I want everybody just to close their eyes and picture yourself sitting on a beach. Maybe it's Florida, maybe it's Hawaii or Mexico, or maybe a place that you've been before that you'd like to go back to. You have a nice big glass of iced tea there with you. Maybe if you had kids, maybe the kids aren't on this vacation. They're at home, and it's just you sitting there nice and quiet. So just picture that in your mind. Everyone, open your eyes. I just wanted to show you that everybody can have vision. If you close your eyes and picture something, that's your vision. It's not a vision from God. That's your vision. But we all have been designed to be able to receive information from God, whether that be in the beauty of the world, whether that be through the scripture, whether that be through a picture in your heart or in your mind. We have scripture that shows how God has worked by revealing Himself. He's come through in scripture as burning bushes or as a hand on the wall or as a dove on the heads of the disciples. We are all capable of receiving this information. Anybody here ever have a dream that you kind of woke up and say that had to have been from God? Sometimes I know that I've been woken up in the middle of the night with a thought of a friend in my heart who I haven't seen since high school. Haven't thought about that person in 20 years. But for whatever reason, that person becomes an importance on my heart. I believe that's God speaking to me saying, you need to pray for that person right now. I don't know what they're going through. I don't know what it is that they're struggling with. But the Lord reveals to me that they need prayer. And so I pray. We need to be open to those types of things that the Lord wants to share with us, things that He's created for us in the world, things that He places into our heart, and we need to follow them because we're watching, we're receiving. So what do we do? What do we do when we have all of these things? We need to have a heart of spontaneity. How many here like to be spontaneous? A few. Good. It's always usually about half or so. Spontaneity is a tough thing. Some people like order. They like to know what's happening today, at what hour, at what time. Surprises sometimes some people aren't too fond of. But for me, and I'm sure you'll be able to relate to this as well, that God works spontaneously. When I pray, when I ask God for direction or for wisdom, for those types of things, God never sends me a text or an Instagram or an email saying, I'm going to show up at such and such a time with this information so that you can plan and be prepared for what I'm going to give you. When I pray and ask, sometimes the Lord answers right away. Sometimes when I'm just with Him and talking, the Lord will just spontaneously ask me to, pray for somebody. It could be in the post office. It could be in Walmart. And some of those times, those are hard. We have those moments where, Jonah or Moses moments where it's like, no, Lord, let me pick somebody else to do it. I don't want to be that guy. But the Lord works spontaneously in my life, as I'm sure He does in yours as well, that we need to be open to those times. The Lord does not work in the way we want the Lord to work. When we put this nice little box where we put God into, he's not really in there. That's you. You're designing your life the way that you want it. And he's just stepping back saying, you know, I'm here. When you're ready to listen to me and do what I want, then, you know, I'll come and destroy that box and we'll move forward. You know, we have in our own lives deadlines and struggles and all of these things that we would like answers to. And I can remember for a long time, when I prayed for people, I would pray, you know, all like across the board for deliverance from something that somebody was going through. I still pray that, but now I pray it with perseverance for the person to be allowed to be open to mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, for the journey that God wants them to be on. Because we don't know the answers. We see somebody suffering, and of course we want them to be healthy, you know, from head to toe across the board. But that might not be God's plan. God might be bringing them through something so that they can have a better relationship with him. We need to be open to receiving those things from the Lord. As we read down, the Lord responds. This is what the Lord says, that everything that I tell you, everything that you see with your eyes, every vision that you have, whether it be a dream, something in your heart, something that I reveal to you in the world, everything that I say, I want you to write it down. I want you to make a copy of it so that not only you can have it, but for those who get their hands on it, can read it and learn from it as well. We have a Bible in front of us. The Bible is a journal. It's God's journal to us. He used man to pen it, and that we have it here in front of us. But these are his thoughts, his desires, his accomplishments, his promises, his revelations to us. One of the things that that I do is that I have a journal for each of my boys. And what I do is every once in a while, I'll open them up and I'll write all the things that we've been through and how the Lord has been through us in those things, or things that we're waiting for, that we're praying for, things that they went through. Since we've been in Cardinal, our life journey the last 7 years has been a struggle with our kids and the sicknesses that they've been through. And I write down all of those things. One of the things that the Lord spoke to somebody else who spoke to me was that Benjamin, our middle son, that he would be completely healed. And as he gets older, we see improvements in certain areas and more improvements. And we claim and hold on to the fact that God made us a promise. And I write that down so that someday, hopefully long from now, when I'm dead and gone and in heaven, each of my kids will have a book that they can kind of look through and see what happened from the day they were born to, I don't know how long I'll keep going, but to the day that I stopped doing it. I have a Bible. This is my Bible here. It's worn and torn and beat up, and the reason why I keep this Bible with me is because I write in my Bible. I write in it. I highlight. I put ticks and marks. I know how I put my system in here, so I know how many times I've read things with how many marks or different colors there are with that. I do have other Bibles that I don't write in for different things, but I keep a Bible with me when I'm with God, and I keep a pen with me so that if anything happens, that if I have a question, I underline it, I put a question mark. If I get an answer, there's enough room to write the answer in the side. I always try to keep something with me so that, you know, whatever, a friend of mine passed away last year, and one of his most prized possessions was his Bible. And he was friends with another guy that I was friends with, and they were really, really close friends. They were part of a men's accountability group, and they met once a week, and they shared everything. And he kept everything in his Bible. He had one of those Bibles you put in the case with the handles and all the pockets in it. And all that. So there was stuff in there like from years and years and years ago. So at his funeral that I did last year, he was my friend who passed away. His son presented the other friend with the Bible. And for him to get that, like, it just, like, it floored him because it was so personal to him. And it had all of these writings, and he had, like, little cue cards just full of scriptures and prayer requests, and he just wrote everything down. And there's a copy of that, and what a great thing to have. So those are the four things that I believe that from the scripture that we can take, that we can apply to our lives, that we can learn from, that we can hear closer. We can feel closer. We can connect more with God if we put these four things into practice. And I want to stress that it's the four things. Not the three, not two, not one. Don't try to pick one verse out of the scripture. Use the whole thing that's there for you. And there's many examples through scripture that talk about the things that we've talked about. Stillness. Elijah stilled himself by going into a cave to hear from God. David, he commanded his soul to be quiet to hear from God. How many here have ever done that before? Commanded your soul to be quiet. How many here have been up late at night with your mind? You can't sleep because your mind won't stop thinking, and you want to sleep, please. Soul, mind, be quiet. We can do that. Daniel went alone 3 times a day to hear from God. How many here can say that they do that, that they find a quiet room and they go to be with God and just be with him and talk and to listen? We talk about vision. The Bible shows us that we need to hear God's voice. God appeared to him before he spoke. This was Abraham. Jacob, he saw the ladder and the angels. Moses, he saw a burning bush. Spontaneity. We have to be open to that. You look at Mary and Joseph and the shepherds. We talk about the birth of Jesus. I'm sure you guys went over that in December. But to see angels singing, or to have an angel come before you and speak to you, to be open to that instant moment where, just imagine right now if the angel of the Lord appeared before you and what he might say to you. Would you be open to receive that? John saw Jesus at Patmos. There are so many things that we can see. Journaling. David wrote the Psalms. Prophets recorded what they saw, and we have these before us that we can read. John wrote the book of Revelation for the future to come, the possibilities, the certainties of what's going to happen. Hearing God's voice is as simple as quieting yourself down, fixing your eyes on Jesus, being open to spontaneity, and then just writing it down. I'm sure that some of you have already done those things, or maybe have heard them before, or maybe it's something that you needed to be reminded of because you've put it aside and haven't done it for a while. But always remember that John chapter 10, verse 27 tells us that we will hear his voice. Whether you're writing it, whether you're reading it, whether you're seeing it, whether you're feeling it. Today, this morning, if you want to be closer to the Lord, these are some of the things that you can do. Why don't we stand together as I pray? Lord Jesus, we thank you so much that we can be here today with you, in your house, in your presence. Lord, as we sang songs to worship you, Lord, as we dug into scripture, Lord, to get closer to you. Lord, I pray that all the things that we hear today that we would take with us, Lord, that we would apply them to our lives. Lord, that this would be a day that we would say and say with a confident heart to you, Lord. Lord, that we want to see you more. We want to hear you more. We want you more in our lives. Lord, that we would take the time out of our busy schedule, Lord, to focus attention on you. Lord, that we can't have a life that's too busy to not have you in it at all. Because, Lord, without you, we can't be the people who you want us to be. Lord, we can't lead the churches, and we can't do the prayers or do the worship or be the best husband or be the best wife that we can be. But, Lord, that with you at the center of it all, Lord, that we can be the best possible people that we can be, Lord, honoring you with our actions, with our voice, and with our voice to you, Lord. In Jesus' name, everybody said.